USA Radio News.
A massive storm is set to bring snow, rain, flooding, and tornadoes to much of the central, southern, and eastern U.S. It got started on Wednesday and is forecast to last through Friday morning. Snow is likely from northern Texas to New England, with severe storms from Texas to Virginia. Heavy rains could lead to flooding in the southern plains and to the southern Appalachians. A former Clinton advisor recruited to advise President Joe Biden on the Supreme Court nomination process sat on the board of directors of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation as recently as Friday. This according to the group's court filings. 2 weeks ago, the White House announced Minion Moore would join Biden's team to help search for the nation's first black woman to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
An escaped murder convict in Mississippi has been recaptured.
A convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
Get them and tell the police, and so then they find the car and start to pursue the car, and then he starts to speed up, and just when he starts to speed the car up so he can run away from the police, he runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas National Guard troops deployed to the border under Operation Lone Star have become the first state active duty troops to unionize, and they're seeking to capitalize on the Justice Department's declaration that guard troops can do so. The Texas State Employees Union's Military Caucus is scheduled for its first meeting next week. The Army Times reported that, among other things, it will address difficult working conditions. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
GOP senators are weighing in on inflation.
A group of Republican senators held a press conference at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday to address rising consumer costs and urged President Biden to encourage less government spending and do more to address the crisis. The conference comes after data released last week shows that the consumer price index for January increased 7.5% compared to a year ago. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott explains how his state is feeling the effects of inflation.
People are going to food banks. They never went to food banks before. People are taking second and third odd jobs just to try to make ends meet. People have to pool where they live. Food's up, gas is up, rent's up. It's all caused by bad economic policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. And the NBA will honor its 75th anniversary team during the halftime ceremony at Sunday's All-Star Game. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.